on the MMA Insiders right now. Derek, what's going on, man?
Hey, thanks for having me. Going pretty good.
Thanks, man. Hey, what? I'm going to ask this question for a reason. What are you having for dinner tonight?
Vegan.
No, you're not. You're not vegan. I watched you do an interview with this poor girl today, and she was convinced. She was convinced that you were vegan. This is not, I know. Listen, I saw a story that you did change your diet. You got rid of the McRib. That's big. But you're not. You are not a vegan.
Yes, I'm vegan, and I never ate a McRib before.
Wow,
it's revising history.
It's big news.
Now, if that's true. Well, you are eating McRibs. Why would you, if you dropped anything, why would you drop the McRib? That seems like a terrible decision.
I really haven't never eaten McRib. All jokes aside, I never did. And no, I'm not vegan.
it is funny to get into to those kind of things. But, I mean, that story was funny and kind of circulating the internet. The no McRib, and you missed out on it, you're going to take that out on Fabricio on Saturday. So you're denying that? That's not true. That was fake news?
Yeah, it's fake news, Donald Trump. They use the hashtag fake news.
It's good stuff. Well, you know, what was not fake news is what you were doing back in your hometown of Houston, you know, over a month ago. I thought, you know, I just want to say, first of all, you know, it very impressive, and thanks for just being a good person like that. But do you kind of feel a sense of responsibility to do that for your community, or is that just who you are?
No, that's just who I am, man. I just felt like, you know, I'm not no hero or nothing like that. You know, I was just doing what I believe everyone should have done, you know?
Yeah.
I'm the guy that's in the spotlight or what, but everyone, I felt like they should have been doing the same thing.
Yeah, for those that that don't follow Derek on Instagram or on Twitter and see it, I mean, you were just going out and basically doing whatever people needed. You were pulling people out of, you know, houses and helping people, you know, move things around with your truck. You're just out there, one guy with a truck. And I guess how did that – did you see somebody that needed something, or did you start driving around looking for people?
It all started whenever the tornado touched down by my house. And – I wanted to take a look at the tornado. I was seeing a tornado close up.
Right.
And I wound up seeing it, and I seen all the devastation, the havoc it caused when it had passed my house. And so I started moving trees at first. Then going back home and looked on the news, and I heard that a lot of houses in my area was flooded. And so I went down the street, you know, and just started helping people.
How did your house hold up?
My house was fine. Yeah. You know, just in front of the neighborhood, the tornadoes tore up a couple of houses, but that's about it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. One of the other things you were talking about today was that, you know, and I've thought about this a lot of times with, you know, a lot of news attention is focused on places like Houston and then in Florida after the other hurricane. But then a lot of people forget and just like kind of move on. You know, Houston is still troubled, right? I mean, there's still a need. There's still a need for things to go on down there, right?
Yeah, for sure. There's people still without electricity and water and stuff like that. And their houses and most of the areas where it flooded at, you know, it was built to not flood. And so a lot of those folks didn't have insurance. And so whenever their house got flooded, and they lost everything. It's all because the mayor had released those gates where in the area where they said that it would never flood because of that little setup they had over there. I forgot what it's called. It's like a dam or something like that.
Right. That's Derek Lewis, UFC heavyweight, getting ready to fight UFC 216 on Saturday. Well, you know, you leave that behind to come here and do your work in Las Vegas, and now Las Vegas going through, you know, what's going on here. How difficult was that for you to, you know, you're kind of getting away from that for a minute. You go and you're trying to do some work here in Vegas for a couple of days, and then this happens, and the community is going through a similar kind of situation.
Yeah, it's real emotional, you know. I really do feel like I shouldn't be fighting right now because I feel like I should be at home with my family. Because there's crazy stuff happening left and right. You never know whenever it's going to affect your family because it's like back to back.
Did you? You know? I mean, did you think about not fighting then?
Yes, I for sure did. And I thought for sure the car was going to get canceled, especially what happened 2 days ago. I thought the car was going to be canceled.
Right. Well, I guess what made the final decision for you that you were going to go through and compete on Saturday?
I talked to my managers, my coaches, and everyone just saying that everything should be okay. This is a big opportunity for me and such and such. And I wasn't trying to hear all that or worry about that, you know, but I wind up still getting on the plane and coming here.
Right. Well, I mean, mentally, is there a process you have to go through to kind of change your mind and change your mindset and your focus and say, all right, now I'm fighting and now it's just all full steam ahead?
Yeah, for sure, because it really affected me, you know, especially emotionally. You know, I'm out here fighting for money, and a lot of people, you know, they're fighting for their lives and this and that. And especially by me being an emotional type of guy, and I really didn't like hearing or seeing all of this stuff. You know, it really affected me. I just really needed more time off and just hop right back into a big, important fight like this one is right now. Right. And I really didn't train as much as I was supposed to either at the beginning of the camp because of the hurricane. I was out helping folks for like 2 weeks straight.
Well, I mean, you weren't going to fight at all. I mean, we do remember that you announced your retirement before, but that didn't last long.
Yeah, that was only a month.
What changed your mind?
My wife told me that ain't no way in hell and such. She said that, but more words than that, that I'm not going to retire.
Well, what did you have a plan? Did you have another job you were going to do?
I started a salon, you know, I backed my wife on that.
Okay. I thought you were saying you're going to go in and start, you know, cutting hair and doing nails or something.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
You're just going to run the salon that, you know, that you bought for her.
Yes.
Okay, I got you. That's a little different. I guess, you know, a lot of people didn't accept it that you were retired. A lot of people were hoping you'd come back and that you would come back, and then you get this opportunity to fight Verdum. Is there anything about Verdum that made that matchup exciting for you?
It really didn't matter who it was going to be, but at the time, I still wanted to fight because she made her mind up that ain't no way in hell I was going to stay at home all day like that. So I had to do something.
You don't really strike me as a game plan guy. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's true. I don't focus on one specific thing. You know, I train everything, you know, ground game, stand up, whatever. You know, I'm just go out there and just swing. You know, hopefully I hit something.
Well, you've done a pretty good job. You've done a pretty good job landing things in the last few fights. I mean, you had a nice winning streak going. Obviously, you lost to Mark Hunt. You know, mentally, how was the loss to deal with after, you know, putting six straight wins together? Looked like you were, you know, really taking off, and to have that setback, was that tough for you to deal with?
Not really, because I didn't train, took care of my body the way I was supposed to. You know, the last 3 or 4 fights, I've been really not even really focusing on mixed martial arts, especially my training and stuff like that. You know, I just really wanted the break.
Right. Well, in your mind, do you want to start taking it seriously, or is it just like, hey, it's working so far, I'm just going to keep doing this?
Yeah, I've been taking it serious now. That's the reason why I stopped eating bad. You know, I cleaned up my diet and started taking training a little bit more serious, training a little harder, pushing myself a little more. You know, trying to give myself 100% chance at this fight.
You said the McRib thing was fake news. What do you really miss? What is it that you actually miss that you cut out of your diet?
Oh, Carl's Jr.
Okay. What, I mean, is there
hey,
something?
What do you get at Carl's Jr.? What's on the menu that you like?
The All Star, number one.
Pretty definitive. Yeah, he knew what he was like. Oh yeah, I know what I ordered.
Number one with the curly fries, not the curly fries, the onion ring.
Oh, that is good. That's tough.
Yeah, that really isn't great fighting food. If you're trying to go 5 rounds, especially in Australia after a 1,000-hour flight, it's probably not the best for conditioning.
And the barbecue ribs just fortified. Yeah,
rough too. Now after Saturday night, you have this fight. You go out, you beat Verdum. Is that the plan? Do you go back to Carl's Jr.?
Of course, I'm going Carl's Jr. after weigh-in.
Okay. Well, that's a good plan. Have you scouted
out? I think I deserve it. This is the first time I ever stuck to a diet. I deserve it.
Certainly impressive.
Derek, how big are you before the fight? Like, what's the week of the fight? Are you really cutting serious weight? You can't be cutting that much, right?
280.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm on a treadmill right now, walking backwards, looking at myself in the mirror and talking to you guys.
You're not even breathing heavy. You sound like you're in great shape.
Yeah, I know. I was only on level one right now.
Okay.
And I'm
moving
back.
All right.
But yeah, I'm in good shape.
Well, I guess you have a prediction for you against Fabricio. How does this one end on Saturday?
I believe I could get him out of there before the fight over with. I'm looking for the first round, but for some reason I can't get a damn finish in the first round of the last two fights. So most likely be in the second.
There you go. Well, hey, the last thing I want to ask you real quick, you're one of my favorite people to talk to. You always have funny answers to everything. I mean, you seem like a generally just nice dude. And that the stare down today felt a little tense. Was there some emotion going on there?
Oh, not at all.
No?
All right. No, not at all. I was just a little upset at what Vanna White didn't shake my hand. He shook his hand, but he didn't shake mine. But you know, we ain't gonna talk about that right now.
Really? Interesting dynamic. It just felt like, for some reason, I didn't expect. We were all waiting for, you know, for Kevin Lee and Tony Ferguson and what could happen there. And all of a sudden, I was like, I think I said when you guys faced off, I was like, whoa, like it felt different. Is that just two big dudes, I guess?
That's how I always do it, though. I like to get in their face, look at their eyes, smell like breath.
How was it?
To do that.
How was it?
It was pretty good, you know. He's been eating pretty clean.
Perfect.
By the way, I have to say, well, first of all, tell people where you are on Instagram.
I'm at the Beast UFC.
Okay. We're going to keep this clean. I'm just going to say that I appreciated your advice last week for Paige Van Zandt with the pink eye and the ringworm. I thought that can help all of us. Please keep it clean.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I'll explain in radio terms to the radio audience in a couple of minutes. Just to be careful.
Cool. There
you go. But all joking aside, do you ever have someone like a Paige Van Zandt or someone you bust chops on come up to you and they're like, "Hey, Derek, cut it out, man."
Oh, John Jones.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, he was because of the coke.
Did you do the Tyrone Biggins thing?
Of course.
Yeah,
of
that's.
Course.
And what did John Jones say to you?
It's, man, it's messed up, man. See, I invited you to the training camp to come train with me, this and that. You gonna do me like that? I said, man, I couldn't pass that up, man.
That's low-hanging fruit. You gotta take that. That's easy. All right. Derek Lewis coming up Saturday night, UFC 216 T-Mobile Arena. Thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it. And hopefully we can let you know where the closest Carl's Jr. is on Saturday.
Oh, for sure. No, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.